Tosis on Daf Mem Gimel. Divi Masu Inhu asks, "Even tell me, my shno mishofa the tnan yontiv shavashon shchalios b'shabbes b'miktash hayor token of a lobem dina." So Tosis answers him, "The shiny lulav she'enu ela tiltul bi'alma." He came to Ishtu b'miktash though he chmiva b'medina. Aval b'tkiya shofa ika ma'isa chachma v'achma beit fei. So what does Tosis distinguishes between lulav and shofa? And the Rav explained that there's a chilek in the Gzeira de Rabbah as relates to shofar, that the Isha shofar on Shabbos is an Isha malach mit Rabbanon. It's a shvus because it's a Gzeira shema yovel asak and klishir, and therefore it's mit Rabbanon, it's a shvus of makab patish, therefore mit Rabbanon it's an Isha malacha. However, lulav, Toy says, is tiltul b'alma, and there's no isim alocha related to it. Just they asad the kima mitzvah. So what, since they on Shabbos, since on first day Sukkah, since in mikdash they were mat to it. So it's therefore they make it every place, because by shofar midrabanon, it's an isim alocha, and therefore it's only a heter in mikdash because ein shvus b'mikdash. And the Rav said nafkamina, according to those of Kivega, has discussion about whether a person is over on an isim alocha midrabanon, does he become a shvus, does he become a mumah, will the shchit midrabanon be possible, as an example. But so shofar, if a person would blow shofar on Shabbos, if you hold like that sad in Kivega, that he'll become a midrabon and a muma, so then his shchita would be possible. But lulav would not be the case. They didn't say that lulav is tilt v'yama. They didn't say that lulav is a isim alocha. And therefore, lulav, once they were matir, the kim ha-mitzvah, so there's no difference in the kim mitzvah between gvulin and mikdash. They're matir in the mikdash, they're matir in the gvulin as well. Because it's not, it's just the kiyum they asked, it's not an isa malach mitrabonim. The Rav said there could be another answer as well to this question, that lulav, that shofar is a kiyum of shira mikdash, and it's a kiyum mikdash for horaya, that shofar in mikdash, that they used to blow chatzotzos together with the kiyum shofar. Because it's a separate kiyum of mikdash, kiyum shira mikdash. And therefore, they didn't ask a shofar of mikdash. Again, ein shvus b'mikdash. But lulav in mikdash is the mechayev. It may be mechayev in mikdash. Smach them, but it's not per se a kiyum mikdash. It's a kiyum lulav. And therefore, when they were mat to lulav in Yom Rishon, It's not because ein shvus b'mikdash, and therefore once they were matu in mikdash, they're matu at every place else, because they were matu the kiyum lulav per se, and therefore it doesn't depend on mikdash or gvulin. Then Tosis asks why the achachub, on the contrary, they were makel by shofar more than by lulav, because the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, "Mishachava beis amigdus hiskim b'yochmin zakas you talking b'kol makom sheish bo bezdin," and by lulav they won't matter that. So Tosis answers that because shofar shulalo sichon shul yisur lavim shebeshemayim lorotz luvat lagamri. Others answer that if they would have asked shofar, so they would completely eliminate the mitzvah shofar all the time, because shofar always falls on yontif, namely Rosh Hashanah, as opposed to lulav, that you have the other days of lulav. But according to the Rambam, the Rav said the simple answer is that the het of shofar in mikdash is not because it's a loch of mikdash. is because Shofar is always in Mikdash is Makom Sheyesh Bo Bezdin, because that's where Bezdin HaGadol is. And as the Ram says, that because and because of people are careful with the Bezdin is, and that's what, according to the Ram, even in Mikdash you have to blow Dafka in the time of Bezdin. And therefore, even Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who permitted to blow shofar every place in Mokum Bezdin, because everybody who hears it, they become like the Shluchei Bezdin through that kia. And therefore, the kia is, it's like Maisa Bezdin, it's Mitzvah of the Bezdin. However, by Lulav, you can't say such a svara, because it doesn't relate ultimately to Bezdin. It's only through shofar that we say it relates to Bezdin, through the Loch of Shemei HaKoinim.